Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today we are going to be talking about the NBA Finals. Specifically, we're going to be talking about Game 3 and where the series stands after Jimmy Butler's huge night with a 40-point triple-double in Game 3, absolutely going off. Prior to the game, LeBron James told Jimmy Butler that the Heat are in trouble. Well, Butler clearly showed the Lakers that he's trouble. Jimmy Butler is trouble for the Los Angeles Lakers to deal with. Butler had 40 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks on 70% shooting. That is absolutely crazy to see out of the only star player left on the Miami Heat that is not injured. Obviously, they have lost Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo to injuries this series, and that is over 40 points per game that the Miami Heat are missing from their team, and they have to make that up. Obviously, Jimmy Butler took a huge part in filling that up. Now, something I found interesting looking at the box score for this game after I had watched it is that Butler's stat line was almost equivalent to that of both LeBron James and Anthony Davis. LeBron and AD combined for 40 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. So combined, LeBron and AD beat Butler by 4 rebounds, lost to him by an assist, and tied him in points while also tying him in steals and blocks. So Jimmy Butler alone was able to do what LeBron James and Anthony Davis were able to do for the Lakers. Honestly, we should not be surprised that the Miami Heat won this game, considering that that was the case, but it goes further than that. Butler, after single-handedly canceling out the Lakers star duo, willed the Miami Heat to a Game 3 victory through the sheer power of his competitive force. He had some help along the way. Kelly Olynyk stepped up big time, putting in 17 points and 7 rebounds to go along with 1 assist for the game. And that's huge coming from Kelly Olynyk, a guy who really has been in and out of this Heat lineup throughout the season and throughout the playoffs here. So it's not like he was a guaranteed piece of this rotation. Kelly Olynyk is not a guy that the Heat know they can depend on, throw him in the game and get 17 and 7. That's not the case. This is a longtime role player who does not have a history of having games like this, so huge to get that from him. That said, it was a pretty rough night, in my opinion, for Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson. They did still combine for 30 points between the two of them, 17 for Hero and 12 for Robinson, but Robinson was in foul trouble most of the night. Hero was off shooting most of the night. He did pick it up in the fourth quarter, where I think he had 4 pretty clutch buckets to help maintain that lead for the Heat. But overall, I don't think those two played as well as you can usually expect them to, and I think a big part of that is that they're getting different shots than they're used to getting through the regular season and most of the playoffs here, where they had Bam Adebayo running those dribble handoffs for them, and it was really a prolific offense that Miami had found constructing this dribble handoff three-point attack around Bam Adebayo, a guy who is a skilled playmaker, a guy who can see the floor and has some good vision, as well as somebody who is able to audible out of that dribble handoff and do something with the ball in his hands himself, which is very unique for the center position, especially a guy who has the physical profile of Bam Adebayo. So it was very unique. That was something that they were very used to running. They ran by far more dribble handoffs than any team in the NBA, and there was no secret why. It's because you had an incredibly skilled center who was uniquely built to run that system, as well as having these two prolific shooters who can light any team up from outside the arc, and it was really a creative way to be able to get almost pick and roll like situations without having to have a guy be an excellent ball handler. So a guy like Tyler Hero, while yes, he does have some ball handling skills and he will get much better than where he is now, he's still a rookie. He's still got some holes in those handles, and he shouldn't be, you know, dribble driving, penetrating, being a pick and roll ball handler at a high volume yet. So you can get him those dribble handoffs. Duncan Robinson, a guy much like JJ Redick, who just really doesn't do much on the basketball, period. You know, that is a new and inventive way to get him integrated into the game. And of course, I say new and inventive here. Dribble handoffs have been around for a long time, but what was new and inventive was the way that they were utilizing that as a key piece of their offense and using almost every single wrinkle off of that dribble handoff action that you can think of. All of a sudden, it unlocked this crazy three-point attack, as well as lots of attacking opportunities for Bam Adebayo, where he can get almost essentially what are very similar to a lot of those short roll situations where you would see Draymond Green get the ball in a Golden State Warriors offense, where he gets the ball off of that short roll. All of a sudden, he can lob over the top. He can get to the rim himself. He can find shooters in the corners. You know, possibilities are endless at that point. So it's been a huge thing for the Heat losing that type of offense since they don't have Bam Adebayo to run it. And really, you know, you're not going to run an offense like that through Kelly Olynyk. You're not going to run an offense like that through Myers Leonard. It's just not going to work the same. So they've had to pretty much completely abandon that, at least in the capacity that they used to use it. And I think that is a big reason for why Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson have been struggling early on in this series, is because they can't play their game and they're having to adjust to new ways to get their spots, new ways to get open shots, and figuring out how to make those go in when they get those opportunities. I think we're going to see them get more comfortable doing that, but I'm going to talk more about that later. Something else that stood out to me from Game 3 was Kyle Kuzma and Markieff Morris both put in 19 points each. And obviously, it still wasn't enough for the Lakers, but 19 points from each of Kyle Kuzma and Markieff Morris is a significant contribution from both of those players. And to me, this really points out something for the Lakers where you see, okay, LeBron and AD obviously are everything for the Lakers. You know, you need some of these role players to step up and be able to play good basketball around them to be able to win, or else you're just going to be a little too short-handed. What we saw in Game 1 and especially Game 2 was the role players were absolutely on fire. You know, all these guys around LeBron and Anthony Davis were hitting their threes at a high clip. They were playing great basketball, playing as a team, playing as one unit, and they were doing a decent job on the defensive end as well. What we saw here was, outside of Markieff Morris and Kyle Kuzma, just about everybody on the Lakers was ice cold. Obviously, with the exception of LeBron and Anthony Davis, which I mentioned earlier. So those were some of the things that stood out to me as to what makes Game 3 a little bit different than the first two games of this series and why we were able to see a Miami Heat win. I think really the two largest contributing factors to that win for the Miami Heat would obviously be Jimmy Butler's performance. Whenever you get a performance like that out of your best player, it goes a long way toward getting you a victory, really. The other thing that I think was game-changing for the Miami Heat was some of the things that they did on the defensive end, in particular attacking Anthony Davis. And I think it's no secret as to why Anthony Davis had a tough game tonight, because he had a really hard time adjusting to what the Heat were doing. The Heat, this game, decided to run him a little bit more man-to-man. You know, they would stick a guy on him, and then as soon as Anthony Davis was getting the ball, they would send a guy up from the baseline to double him, get the ball out of his hands as quick as possible, and it was working fairly well. It was pretty effective. Now, that's not a new coverage for Anthony Davis. This is something he has seen before, and he's going to have to figure out how to exploit that here in this series, which I think is something that is well within Anthony Davis's capability. But how is Anthony Davis and the Lakers going to adjust their offensive attack against this Heat defense? Are the Heat going to continue this doubling style? Are the Heat going to go back to a little bit more zone defense? It's going to be very interesting to see how this chess match plays out on that particular end of the floor with the defense, or excuse me, with the Heat defending the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, I want to look at a few things. Obviously, I just pointed out some things that were all a little bit different from what we would expect that happened in Game 3. And I want to talk about what things I think will happen again and what things I think won't happen again. So I'm going to start with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler will bring it again in Game 4. Is he going to have a 40-point triple-double? Maybe not, but maybe. But maybe, honestly, if you look at his averages for the series, he is 29 points per game. He is over 10 rebounds per game, and I believe he's at like 8 assists per game. So yes, it's tough to say, oh, we can expect 40, 11, and 13 again. But we can expect 30, 10, and 8. And is going above and beyond on that 30, 10, and 8? To 40, 11, and 13, that unrealistic? No. Especially not for Jimmy Butler, a guy who is insanely competitive. He has the best competitive edge in this entire series, and that, in my opinion, includes LeBron James. Now, obviously, LeBron went out and had a good game, the kind of game we can expect out of LeBron, but if you're LeBron James, if you're supposedly the greatest player of all time, which is what you want to be seen as, are you going to let Jimmy Butler go get a 40-point triple-double on you while your second star is struggling and you're just going to put in a normal LeBron James game? And again, a normal LeBron James game is still out of this world compared to the average NBA player, but you're LeBron freaking James. You got to bring it. You know, 25... 10 and 8. That's what LeBron had. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. That's a good game. I mean, that's almost a triple-double. That's almost a 30-point triple-double. Anyone would be happy with that performance in an NBA Finals. But when you're LeBron James, when this is the standard that you are held to and that you hold yourself to, more importantly than any of us holding LeBron to that standard, this is what he holds himself to. Are you really going to let Jimmy Butler go out and show you up? Jimmy Butler is going to score more points, get more rebounds, and more assists than LeBron James? Are you kidding me, LeBron? This is where you got to step up. You got to assert your dominance. You got to assert your competitiveness and say, no, this isn't going to be a 2-1 series. This is going to be a 3-0 series because I'm LeBron effing James and I am not letting this happen. But that didn't happen. What did happen? Jimmy effing Butler stepped up, and that's Eric Spoelstra's words, Jimmy effing Butler stepped up and said, nah, we're not going down 3-0. I'm not letting it happen like that. I don't care that Bam and Dragic are out. I don't give a crap. I'm going to come out, do what I have to do as my team's best player, put us in position to get a win, finish it, and force you to come out and play me in Game 4, force you to come out and play me in Game 5 and beyond. Because that's who Jimmy Butler is. He's a competitor to his core. He's not backing down. He doesn't care that he's going up against LeBron James and Anthony Davis without another All-Star and without their leading scorer. He doesn't care. He's going to go out and do everything within his power to get that victory, and it worked. And he's going to do it again in Game 4. Is LeBron James going to step up and say, I'm not taking this BS? He better. Is Anthony Davis going to step up and say, I'm not playing like crap again? He better. But Jimmy Butler's bringing it in Game 4. We know that for sure. What won't happen? Markieff Morris won't score 19 points again in this series. That's not happening. This is an outlier. That's just not the guy he is. You know, credit to Keith for making it happen in Game 3. You know, stepping up, trying to keep his team in the game. Him and Kuzma alone, you know, combined for nearly 40 points. They're making up for what Davis was lacking. They're making up for what those other role players were lacking. But I just don't think it's realistic to expect anything close to this out of Markieff Morris for more than one game in a series. So that's not happening again. LeBron James will continue to be who he is and has been. Again, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists is slightly low, but it is about what we expect from LeBron James. That is about what you can expect to get out of LeBron James in a playoff game. And, you know, it's not LeBron's fault that the Los Angeles Lakers lost this game. LeBron is going to come out and have another similar performance in game 4 unless he decides to completely step it up to a new level and absolutely take over game 4, at which point his stat line would be even greater. But you can't say LeBron James had a bad game. You can't say that he let the Lakers down. No, Anthony Davis let the Lakers down. The role players let LeBron James down. But this is about what we expect out of LeBron James, so you will see this again out of LeBron. What you won't see, Anthony Davis won't play this bad in any other game this series. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. That's a good game for some, but it is not for Anthony Davis. That is not up to the standard that Anthony Davis has set for himself. 15, 5, 3, and 2 steals. If you're Kyle Kuzma, are you happy with that game? Hell yeah, you are. Hell yeah, Kuzma would be happy with that game. In the NBA Finals, he'd be stoked. Anthony Davis isn't, nor should he be, nor should any Lakers fan, nor should any of his teammates or his coaches. That's a bad game for Anthony Davis. That is not up to his standards. He is a superstar. A top 5 NBA player. A guy who wants to come out here and continue to bask in this glory as if he's LeBron James' greatest teammate that he's ever played with. Well, guess what, Anthony? You got to come out and be the guy that you told us you are. You cannot accept another performance like this in the NBA Finals and be a superstar. And be a top 5 player in the NBA. And be the best teammate that LeBron James has ever played with. Because let's just list a couple of these guys. Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving. The list goes on. There's even more. If you want to be at the top of that list, if you want to be a top 5 player, you want to be one of the best in the NBA, step it the F up. I don't care if they're double teaming you. I don't care if they're sending you some weird looks. You've seen double teams before. You've seen weird looks before. And you've gone off against that before. So don't take this bull crap. This is the NBA Finals, Anthony Davis. This is the NBA Finals. This is the stage. This is what you've been working your entire career for. Your entire life. And you're going to come out and let them beat you with a couple double teams and some weird looks from the defense. A hobbled Miami Heat team that doesn't even have their center in there to defend you. Really, you're going to let a couple double teams stop you from being Anthony Davis? Come on, bro. Look, I know everybody's going to have an off game here and there, but this is the NBA Finals. This is Anthony Davis. You're at another level. You are at a completely different level from every other player on that court with the exception of LeBron James and maybe Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's stats showed that he's in that group. Jimmy Butler's competitiveness showed that he's in that group. Anthony Davis's didn't. And there's no secret that that's a big part of why you, the Los Angeles Lakers, lost game 3. Because Anthony Davis didn't step up to the moment. That's what it is. This isn't schemes. This isn't the X and O's. This is Anthony Davis stepping up and saying, I do not care what defense you run against me. I am scoring the basketball. That's really what it comes down to. It sounds rudimentary. It sounds too simple. Obviously, there's a lot of X's and O's and some things that Anthony Davis has got to do with his teammates to be able to do that. But in the middle of a game in the NBA Finals, are you not pulling an assistant coach over to the side during a timeout or when you're getting a quick breather and say, hey, what do we got to do? You know, let's work something up. Let's get past this double team. I got to score. I'm Anthony Davis. I got to help us win this game. Where are you doing that? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. And that's the problem I got with Anthony Davis right now. So let's hope that this is an outlier. Let's hope that this is one game, or we're going to have to start questioning if Anthony Davis is the guy who he tells us he is. Something that will happen. Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson will shoot over league average from three at least twice more in this series. Last night, Robinson shot 30% from three, while Hero shot 29% from three. League average is 35%. 30% isn't bad, but it's not up to the standard that Robinson and Hero have set for themselves with their shooting ability. Very much like Anthony Davis, you know, this is the standard that you have set. You are an excellent shooter. That means you must get out there and shoot at an excellent level. Now, obviously, Tyler Hero's a rookie. Duncan Robinson, he's been playing in D3, the G League, and now just barely getting his first looks in the NBA. So obviously, these guys are not going to be polished. They're not going to be the guy. They're not going to be able to just step up and do it like we would expect out of an Anthony Davis, out of a LeBron James, out of a Jimmy Butler. But that's not what we're asking for here. What we're asking out of these two players is that when you get that look from three, you knock it down at least a league average rate. Now, yes, Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson do see above the league average for defense in those situations. And what I mean by that is they're going to be defended incredibly hard on any three-point attempt that they are going to take versus the average NBA player. So yeah, it's tough. But all year leading up to this point, that was still true. And all year leading up to this point, you guys were excellent shooters that were shooting above league average from three. You need to continue that. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast or in this video, is that they do not have Bam Adebayo running those dribble handoffs and that attack, running their primary offense that we saw from them all year in all playoffs. That is going to have an effect, especially on shooters who work off of assists, who work off of Bam Adebayo. It's going to be hard to adjust, and we've seen that through these first three games. That said, already sitting at that 30% mark on what was undoubtedly a bad night for both of these players, they will get above that league average rate. They will get used to some of the new spots that they are having to take their shots from, some of the new looks that they have to use to get into those spots, but they'll figure it out and they'll get those shots to go. Is it going to happen in game four? Maybe not. Maybe it happens game five. Maybe it happens again game seven if we get there. But I think Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson will shoot above league average for at least two more games in this series. Something that won't happen, Kelly Olynyk won't flirt with a 2010 game again in this series. He may continue to put up valuable contributions, but this is an outlier for a guy who is a veteran role player. I mean, that's who he is. That's what his career has been. That's who he's been with the Miami Heat. He's a guy who's been coming off the bench and even inconsistently at that. So we're not going to see him come out here with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and an assist again. But could we see 14, 8, and 1 or 2? Maybe. Could we see 12, 6, and 2? Maybe. And honestly, if Kelly Olynyk can come out and just get you those little, you know, get in the low to mid teens in points, get to almost 10 rebounds, get an assist or two, that's a good contribution out of Kelly Olynyk. I'll take that. Yeah, you're telling me at a time when I need a center to step up, I got a guy who's able to get me approximately close, somewhere in the realm of 20 and 10. Dang, give me that. Give me that. Is it going to be 17 and 7 again? Probably not. Can we get 13 and 5? Can we get 13 and 6? I think we can. And I think Kelly Olynyk will continue to do that, but he's not going to be a prolific piece of this offense the way that he was down the stretch of that game in game 3. So those are some things that I think will happen, some things that I think won't happen. As far as how this series continues on, a lot of things are going to be riding on Game 4. Like I told you, I think Jimmy Butler is going to bring it in Game 4. He is going to be on his game. I think we're going to see the same from the Miami Heat as a whole. They're going to bring it. They're on their game. They're competitive. And that win last night reinstilled in the rest of that roster, oh, we can beat this Lakers team. If we bring it, if we play how we're supposed to play, we can win basketball games. That is huge. So you have that renewed confidence behind a guy like Jimmy Butler, who has just that dog in him, that competitive edge that says, I am not going to lose. You combine those two things together, oh my gosh, this team is scary. They can go off any night. So they're going to be bringing it in Game 4. We're going to see a really good, high-level, high-energy Miami Heat team. What are we going to see out of the Lakers? Well, everybody but Kyle Kuzma, Markieff Morris, and LeBron James disappointed. Those are the only three players who did not disappoint in Game 3. Is Anthony Davis going to step up and respond the right way and say, God damn it, I am Anthony Davis. Get out of my way. I am scoring this basketball. Or is he going to come out and be this guy again? Oh, no, they threw a double team at me. Get rid of the ball. Oh, I got some fouls on the defensive end. Really, dude? Are we going to see that guy? Or are we going to see Anthony freaking Davis? I hope. At least as an NBA fan, because I don't have any personal feelings on which one of these teams should win. I hope as an NBA fan that we see Anthony freaking Davis not taking no for an answer. But in Game 3, he was taking no for an answer. Is he going to take no for an answer in Game 4? That's up to Anthony Davis. LeBron James. While yes, he didn't disappoint, he also didn't impress. Now, again, I get he almost had a triple-double. He almost had a 30-point triple-double. You know, it's hard to say that a guy was disappointing or unimpressive. I think I'll stick with unimpressive there in nearly a 30-point triple-double. But this is LeBron James that we're talking about. And if LeBron James wanted to take over that game, wanted to counter Butler's 40-point triple-double with his own, he could. He could. LeBron James, even at his age, could still go out there and absolutely dominate all of the rest of the players on this court. But he didn't. He was regular old LeBron James. Now, part of that may be he's trying to show Anthony Davis, you got to step up. He's trying to show these role players, you got to step up. I'm going to bring what I bring. Y'all got to bring what you bring. Could be a piece of that, but is LeBron James really going to send that message in Game 3 of the NBA Finals? Or is he sending that message in Game 2 of Round 1 against the Portland Trailblazers? Is he sending that message in Game 3 against the Houston Rockets in Round 2? Is he sending that message against a Denver Nuggets team that it seemed like the Lakers didn't even respect? That's the time where you got to figure that out. That's the time where you got to show your team that if y'all don't bring what you bring, we're going to lose a playoff game. So I don't think he's purposefully holding back in Game 3 of the NBA Finals to show his team, hey, y'all got to step it up. No, he's going to use his words for that one. So LeBron, where are you stepping up? Where's the step up? You're the leader of this Lakers team. Everybody except for Kyle Kuzma and Markieff Morris performed under their expectation. Those two performed above, LeBron performed at, everybody else was under their expectation. Who's it on to get guys to live up to their expectations and even go beyond that? Who does that fall on? Where's the responsibility? The leader of the team. Now, some teams you're going to say, hey, that's the coach. Hey, that's the, that's going to be Frank Vogel. Not this Lakers team. Not LeBron James. We've called him Le GM, Le Coach for nearly his entire career. Why? Because he is the leader. He's the guy who steps up and says, we're going to do it. We're going to do it my way, and we're going to do it now. Where was that? It wasn't there. It was not there in game three, and it has to be in game four if they're going to get a victory, because if LeBron James comes out and is just regular LeBron James, which again, almost a 30-point triple-double, but if he's regular LeBron James and Anthony Davis comes out and takes no for an answer, they're going to lose game four. What's going to happen in game five and game six? We don't know. So it is on LeBron James to come out and say, I will accept nothing less than a victory in this game, and I will do anything that it takes to make that happen. If LeBron James comes out and beats that guy from the tip, guess what? Anthony Davis ain't going to take no for an answer. Guess what? Caldwell Pope, Danny Green, they're going to know, oh shit, I got to step up and hit my threes, because ain't no way responsibility's moving away from LeBron James and Anthony Davis on this one. If they bring what they're supposed to bring, clearly falls on the role players, so they got to step up. All of a sudden, they're pumped up. They know what's up. But that's not what we saw in Game 3. We saw LeBron James being okay, being himself. And we saw Anthony Davis being okay, taking no for an answer. That can't happen again in Game 4 if the Los Angeles Lakers want to win that game. Miami Heat, keep doing what you're doing. Keep on going. Jimmy Butler, my man, my dog. All these NBA franchises wanted to talk BS on you. NBA didn't want to let you wear a jersey without a name on it. Nobody believed in Jimmy Butler. Everybody said he was toxic. Everybody thought he wasn't the guy. Jimmy Butler knew. Miami Heat know who Jimmy Butler is. He comes in, puts in his work. He competes like a dog. He does not take no for an answer from anybody, including LeBron James. He's going to come out, pull himself through, and he's going to pull that Miami Heat team to his standard of expectations. That is what a true leader does. Are we about to watch Jimmy Butler outlead LeBron James to an NBA title? Whew, I don't know. I don't want to know what the Jordan fans would say about LeBron after that. Oh boy, that would be a legacy hit like we've never seen before. So LeBron, you better step it up. You better be the guy. And for all of us NBA fans, I really hope that happens, because oh my goodness, what is this hyped up Miami Heat team behind Jimmy Butler going to look like going mano a mano with LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers when they're hyped up too? Ooh, that would be fun to watch. So I am looking forward to Game 4 and the rest of this NBA Finals. I hope you are too. That all out the way, I definitely appreciate you tuning into the episode. As always, if you enjoy the show and want to see it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely share, leave a like, comment, and subscribe down below. It's totally free, helps out the channel a ton. And with all that out the way, I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Peace.